الهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبله وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you and all of us about the importance, the blessings, and the beauties of this beautiful month, the month of Ramadan. When we're fasting, especially in the beginning hours of fasting, we feel sometimes a thirst in our mouth or our throat, or sometimes our stomach is making a feeling like grabbing it. What's going on? But as we go through the day, it gets a little easier, a little easier. In fact, by the time it gets close to breaking the fast, it's a lot easier than we thought. And when we hear the Mu'adhin begin to call the Adhan, and we think, ah, there it is, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This means Allah is greatest, Allah is greatest, and surely Allah is the greatest. And as we're listening to the Adhan, and reaching for something to drink, even if it's just a glass of water, how delicious is that water? And just before we take the drink, and we remember Allah, and we say Bismillah, and as we get ready to drink, we remember there's a dua, a prayer, a supplication that we want to make to Allah. We want to ask Allah to accept what we did. So we want to thank Allah. We say, oh Allah, for you I fasted, and you gave me the means to break my fast. So now, Bismillah, we take a sip, we taste the water. It's like the best water I ever tasted. Then the sunnah, the way of Muhammad, peace be upon him, is to take one or three or five, he liked those odd numbers, of the tamar. This is dates, and eat it. Is it delicious? Delicious. Another thing that we could do that's in the way of Muhammad is to share the food that we have with others. Who else might be breaking their fast? Let me give him some of my dates. Maybe somebody else would like a drink of water. Let me think how I can get more rewards. Because the Prophet told us, peace be upon him, that whoever feeds a fasting person, he will get the reward of the fast. Yes. If you feed a person who's fasting, you get the ajr. You get the thawab, the reward for the one who's fasting. And it doesn't take anything away from their reward. The same is true when we call other people to any good deed. Suppose it's time to pray. And you said, come on, let's do salah. Sali, sali. Let's pray. Then for all the people who would come, you would get that reward. That's why the Mu'adhin, the one who calls to the prayer, really loves his job so much. Because when he's calling the people to the prayer, he's getting a huge reward. Big reward with Allah. By the way, do you know what the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us? He told us that on the day of judgment, the neck of the Mu'adhin is very, very long, very tall. Some people said, what does that mean? Does he look like a giraffe? Zarafa? What it means is he's far away from the perils, tribulations that are occurring to everybody else on that day. You see, what happens on that day when the sun is brought close, the people are standing in their own perspiration. It's so hot, it's so difficult. And it's this point where the people are thinking, just start this day of judgment, it's so hard. Ah, but the Mu'adhin, he has a long neck. He's not suffering the same way. Also, there's another teaching in Islam. If you really love somebody for the sake of Allah, you could be in the shade of Allah on that day when there is no shade except the shade of Allah. It's called dhil in the Arabic language. We're almost running out of time, but before we end this episode, I thought it would be nice for me to remind myself how important is knowledge and how I can get knowledge in Islam. This book gives me the insight to get knowledge. I say, Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Increase me in ilm, so that I can understand what I'm reading, so that I can share it with others, so I can get more reward, so I can be accepted on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. We've run out of time for this episode, but remember our website, www.RamadanReminders.com. On this website, you'll be able to find many programs like this one, inshallah. And you can share it with your friends, even people that are not Muslims. Let them come and learn these beautiful teachings, these wonderful reminders, Ramadan reminders. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum. بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان.